The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the country's largest health insurer, United Health Group, said this week that by 2017, it will exit almost all of the states where it offers plans on the Affordable Health Care Act insurance exchanges. And we knew this was coming. We knew United was pulling out. Between all the losses and just the, I don't know, the lack of intelligence in the bill and the way it was planned. If you are a successful business, okay, there's only so much you could do to stay afloat and to stay solvent in a crappy situation. So according to Stephen Helmsley, Chief Executive Officer, I'm sorry, I already put my commentary in before I gave you guys the facts. I apologize. Stephen Helmsley, Chief Executive Officer of United Health Group, says we will be down to a handful of states that we will be actively participating in the exchanges. He said, the Chief Executive Officer of United Health Group, and he said in an earnings call, noting that the small market size and greater expense of patients insured through the marketplaces led the insurer to make the decision. They reportedly plan to withdraw from health insurance marketplaces in Arkansas, Michigan, parts of Georgia. The decision is a sequel to an announcement by executives late last year that the insurer had suffered financial losses, no shock there, and might leave the health exchanges altogether. They report that they expect to lose $650 million in the exchanges in this year. So the Obama administration, according to the Washington Post, attempted to downplay any departures from United Health. According to Health and Human Services spokesman Ben Wakana, we have full confidence based on data that the marketplaces will continue to thrive for years ahead. The number of insurers per state has grown year over year. The marketplace should be judged by the choices that offers consumers, not the decisions of any one insurer. Now, United Health, though, is the nation's biggest health insurer. They were very reluctant to join the exchanges back in 2014. And back then, what they did is they just enrolled back then. I mean, we're talking like a couple years ago. Like how many months ago? They rolled out plans in just four states initially. The executives say they cover 795,000 people right now through the exchanges and expect that number to drop to 650,000 by December. There are right now 12.7 million people insured through the state and federal marketplaces, according to the latest data. So, obviously, you get a concern that other insurances may fall suit. And I know some of you guys are doing the dance, going, you see, we were right the whole time. Down with Obamacare. No. Don't be doing the dance. Okay, this is bad news for all of us. If these exchanges fall and people turn to the government to come in and swoop in and fix health care, which was the plan the whole time, they're going to come in with a very socialized, stark skeleton type of a system. So this is not good news. I think we all could pat each other on the back, okay, agreeing that Obamacare was the biggest cluster, okay? I mean, United pulling out doesn't help our cause, all right? It's what we predicted, and it means ominous things are happening. They say this is an industry problem. A lot of them are losing money in a number of states, according to a senior analyst in healthcare services at Leerink Partners. I think United will probably be the most bold in terms of the exits. I mean, you still have Anthem, you still have Aetna in the marketplaces, but if United is departing, it makes you wonder if Anthem and Blue Cross are like, you know what, the heck with this. Now, what could be good is if we go back to a private system, and we, I mean, this is the hard part. I don't know how we could fix this, because already the insurance premiums and the deductibles are so high. We need to go back to a system pre-Obamacare, but we go to a system where we don't have insurance companies and hospitals and doctors making the shots with the price point. We have consumers make the shots with the price point. And I've said this a million times. What we have to do is patients have to say, look, I'm not going to pay more than $25 to go see a doctor. Then the doctors out there that'll take that go, fine, come and see me for $25. If you want extra services like x-ray or whatever, you'll pay extra for that. Give me the $25 and then you get reimbursed by your insurance company. All right, well, that may only work for the first, you know, rollout of the first, you know, maybe week. And then you're going to have, you know, the price point going, look, you know, we'll take you, but we're only going to take you if you pay us $50 or $75. So we have the patients and the doctors, right, start, you know, coming up with a price point that keeps insurance companies completely out of it. Now, you have insurance companies that could be around for the big, heavy, expensive type of care. But how I would rather pay $25 or $50 for a 10-minute visit with my doctor than pay $800 a month plus $8,000 deductible for the same 10 minutes. Okay? And there will be doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs who will have that price point. Then there'll be another price point, $100 to see the doctor or $250 to see the doctor. And they could still get reimbursed by their health insurance. You go and ask your health insurance to reimburse you for what you paid. Well, the health insurance may only reimburse us 30%. We can't live on that. Well, that's what doctors have been doing this whole time. We've been living on a reimbursement of actually less than that. So, and I'm not saying that because I want everyone to feel the pain or feel, you know, the reason why I'm saying that is we could bring the price point down if we go back to common sense economics. But when you have an insurance company say, here, go to these providers, we're only going to pay these providers $7, you have to pay a $25 or $30 copay, what are you paying the insurance companies for? Make a direct deal with the doctor and let the insurance company reimburse you, or don't pay for insurance and only use it for the big, heavy, catastrophic. That's a thought. 1-877-DOCSALLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to
to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Dr. Dolly Show, you bet I do. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to Hubby, who brought me some breakfast today. The problem is it was an Einstein sandwich, I like the chicken pesto panini. So that was my breakfast, and as I ate the sandwich, half of the meat that was in the sandwich falls out and onto the ground. So and the 3-second rule or the 5-second rule doesn't apply, because if you've seen the floor of my studio, it almost accelerates it to a microsecond rule. I mean, you got to get that stuff up fast. And it just because, you know, I mean, it's rainy and muddy sometimes, and I walk in and, you know, the shoes and, yeah. So anyway, so I had a half a lunch, which I'm or breakfast, so I'm pretty happy with that. Okay, I got some bad news for you guys. Many of you are noticing that you're losing your memory, that and you think it's quote-unquote old age. You think, all right, I'm getting older. I've thought for a long time that it's the medicines we could be taking over the counter. How many of us take sleeping aids, like Benadryl or Unisom? Well, it looks like I'm right, and I'm always right. And they say here, there's common medicines, including cold and flu pills, heartburn drugs, sleepy pills, that quote-unquote shrink the brain. Now, there's a this is probably one of the biggest medical headlines today. And so a variety of sites are listing common drugs that have been linked with cognitive impairment and increased risk of dementia. These include Benadryl, Dramamine. Dramamine, how many times have we bought Dramamine because we're going to go fishing that day? Dimetapp, which is a sinus medication. Vesicare, which is used for urinary incontinence, which I'm about to go on any day now, because if I laugh or I cough a frenzy, I completely wet myself. Demerol, which is a pain pill. In the ER, I used to give Demerol and Decadron for acute migraines and gout attacks. It wasn't my favorite choice, but that was the cocktail everybody was expecting when they came in. And, you know, I had to go with the flow until I was like, wait a second, you have a subarachnoid hemorrhage. I'm not giving you any Demerol. You're getting admitted. But that was that's a story for a different day. So this is some serious stuff that a lot of medications treat. Zantac, for your tummy, has been linked to dementia. There is a full list of medications that I'm going to give you in a second. But this is some scary stuff. So effects with taking the drugs included having slower brain processing times and, get this, smaller brains overall. Our brains actually shrunk. So the drugs block the chemical acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is involved in transmitting electrical impulses between nerve cells. And we use these anticholinergic medications to treat Parkinson's, to treat an overactive bladder, to treat nausea when you're ready to go on a fishing trip. We use it for sleeping problems or allergies, like we use Benadryl. We use these medications for high blood pressure. We've used these medications even for breathing issues, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma. We've used anticholinergics for those. Depression, and we've also used it for psychosis. The Daily Mail writes, the use of these anticholinergic medications among older adults should likely be discouraged if alternative therapies are available. Now, everybody hold the phone, okay? I try not to give Ambien or Valium or Xanax to elderly patients because there's supposed to be safer alternatives out there. And I have recommended some Benadryl instead of a heavy sedative for them. Now they're saying safer alternative. So then what's a safer alternative? Is the Xanax or the Valium or the Ambien safer? The Trazodone? Anyway, the authors warn. Okay, so previous studies have linked to drugs with cognitive impairment, increased risk of dementia, and falls. But this new study was done by Indiana University School of Medicine, and it's the first to explore their impact on brain metabolism and atrophy through brain scans. So, they were imaging the brains, and they said, given the research evidence, physicians may want to consider alternatives to anticholinergic medications if available when working with their older patients. Now, I do have to admit, when I treat an older person for allergies, I don't give them Benadryl, I'll give them Claritin or Zyrtec. I like to give them something that's less sedating. But what are you supposed to do for bladder control? I mean, you can't just sew it up. I mean, I know there's bladder slings and that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm really nervous. Man, I haven't gone to a comedy now for a long time. I'm so afraid of Ted 3 coming out because I'll have to wear diapers. I mean, you laugh hard, you pee. That's what happens when you give birth. That's another reason why when I drop food on the floor of my studio, I throw it out because you just don't know what, if I laughed or coughed one day and it made it to the floor. Anyway, that's a different story for a different day. So they go, the impact of these drugs have been known about for over a decade. I mean, I've been talking about them. With a 2013 study finding drugs with a strong anticholinergic effect causing cognitive problems when taken continuously for as few as 60 days. If you had weaker drugs, 90 days. So if you're taking Benadryl for 2 months, that could be enough to cause this. The participants were drawn from a national Alzheimer's research project called the Alzheimer's Disease Neuroimaging Initiative and the Indiana Memory and Aging Study. So what they did is they wanted to identify physical and physiological changes that could be associated with these so-called reported effects. So they looked at memory, they looked at cognition, and then they looked at PET scans and MRIs of the brain. And patients taking these drugs perform worse than older adults not taking the drugs on short-term memory and some tests of executive function. Remember I told you guys that I have a hunch that Ambien is causing memory loss? Because I'll let people come in with Ambien. On Ambien, and they'll completely forget that I told them to take their cholesterol medicine or to come back for their blood work or to, follow back up in 2 weeks. And I look down at their medicine list, and they're on Ambien. And again, I don't want to criticize Ambien. I mean, Ambien has been a groundbreaking medication for people who were using alcohol, drugs, or downers to sleep. I am very grateful that Ambien and Lunesta and those medications are in the market. But I really think there's a relationship to memory loss. I mean, think about it. You're trying to shut your brain down to sleep. I mean, you're inviting into your body medicines that can work on the brain. It's no doubt that there could be some sequela from that. All right, so now they said anticholinergic drug users also showed lower levels of glucose metabolism. And that's a biomarker for brain activity. So our brains weren't working as much because we weren't metabolizing sugar. In both the overall brain and the hippocampus, which is a part of the brain that is associated with memory, they found significant links between the brain structure by the MRI and drug use, finding reduced volume of the ventricles and the cavities inside the brain. So, what do we do? Okay, well, let's look at some of these medications, okay? You have alprazolam, which is a sedative, full list of implicated medications. Looks like Xanax is in there. Xanax is alprazolam. It's a sedative we use for anxiety. You have atenolol, which is a beta blocker. And it's a beta blocker, one of my favorite beta blockers to use for blood pressure. You have amantadine, which is a flu medicine. You have amitriptyline, which is an antidepressant. You have atropine, which we use for a variety of conditions. Wellbutrin or bupropion is an antidepressant. We also use it for smoking cessation. That's also indicated. Belladonna for your tummy. Some people have bad tummies. Captopril for blood pressure. Cetirizine, antihistamine. Colchicine for gout. Muscle relaxants like Flexeril, cyclobenzaprine. Then you have diazepam, which is Valium. Digoxin is a heart failure medication. We also have diclocamine, which we use for irritable bowel syndrome. Of course, the diphenhydramine we talked about. Fentanyl, which is a pain medication. Oh, get this, guys. Furosemide, Lasix. How many of you guys are on Lasix? All right, that unfortunately is implicated as well for that. Lasix we use for liver disease, for swelling, for heart failure. Hydroxyzine is an antihistamine. Hydralazine for blood pressure. This is just some of them. I mean, Zizal is an anticholinergic is an antihistamine that we use. Many of you guys are on loperamide for diarrhea. Loratadine, Claritin. So even Claritin is an antihistamine. Even Claritin's in this. So we're all screwed. Meclizine for dizziness. Nifedipine, nortriptyline. We are just done for. Promethazine for nausea. Risperidone, scopolamine, trazodone. Venflexing your effector. And then Coumadin, warfarin. You know what? Just forget it. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of us know and remember Doris Roberts from a variety of her roles, but her most famous was Everybody Loves Raymond. She was the smothering mother, and it aired from 1996 to 2005. She unfortunately has left us at the age of 90. I didn't realize she had won 5 Emmys during a 64-year career. She had stage screen press. He had done so much in a variety of venues within show business. And she had died of natural causes, age 90, in Los Angeles this weekend. She was hilarious. I you know, and look at the spunk for, you know, she was acting well into her 80s, you know, or close to it, I should say. And it's amazing how much longer we're living now, and I wish she could be with us longer, making us laugh, and good for her for all her accomplishments. A blessed life. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people have been upset that a lot of us in the media have been talking about only half the country is paying taxes. Well, another study has come out saying that about 45% of American households do not pay federal income tax, which means the other half of us, 55%, are supporting the whole country. They say 77.5 million households, or 45%, are not paying federal income tax, according to the Tax Policy Center. The research shows that the households not paying the tax are exempt for tax breaks, or they just don't make enough money. Households from the study of the 2015 tax year had no taxable income or had so many breaks that it erased their tax liability, according to Roberta Williams, a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center. The average person in the richest bracket pays more than $50,000, while those in the lowest bracket get an average return of about $640. They say even though these people don't own a federal income tax, they still might be paying their state's income tax. Okay, so it may not be federal that they're paying, but still state. They say it seems like the top 1% is constantly under fire for fighting tax exemptions. They actually pay a higher effective income tax rate than any other group. The top 1% pays about 23% in income tax. I thought it was about 35%, which is, anyway, they say people in the bottom 40% end up getting a return rather than paying taxes, while the top 20% pay the most. Those in the top 20% bear the brunt of tax payment, accounting for approximately 87% of all income tax. Now, this is something we talked about as Obamacare was rolling out, where you have a small finite amount of wealthy people, and they're the ones that are supporting most of the country. Well, here's a fact. 20%, the people in the top 20% account for approximately 87% of all income tax. So what happens if those people aren't rich anymore? Those in the 0.1% pay more than 20% of our nation's income tax. There's about 115,000 in the U.S. that have an average income of more than $9.4 million. So I'm very grateful if they are paying income tax. Thank you. Okay. I really appreciate it. I understand. I mean, you know, you're disabled. You came back, served your country. You lost a limb. You can't work. I get that. I mean, look, you did your duty. As far as I'm concerned, if you don't want to pay federal income tax, you put your life on the line. You get, you know, that's fine. And we understand there's a lot of people that are impoverished. I get that. But this number is scary, all right? Half of us are not paying income tax. So all these things that the government wants, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's climate change research, whether it's Michelle Obama's dresses, this has to come from the half of us that are paying taxes. And I'm really scared about that because me as a doctor and as your radio doctor, I am very nervous about what our healthcare environment is going to be in the next year, 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, 50 years. I mean, eventually I'm going to have to stop working. I'm going to get to the age where I have to stop working and I'm going to have to go on Medicare. Well, if only half of the country is putting money into the system and that half is getting poorer and poorer, okay, and making less and less money because the government's like, all right, well, the wealthiest people have to sit there and pay health insurance for everybody, and they're the ones that have to do this and this and this. We got a problem. And I mean, again, I'm not an economist, but I've said time and time again, we need to change everything around from penalty to incentive. If you have a big employer out there and you tell them, look, guys, For every employee you hire, we will give you a $500 tax credit. You know how much money that employee is going to pay taxes, right? The government's going to get the money back and tenfold. Because that employee is going to pay thousands of dollars of taxes out of their paycheck. So incentivize an employer for every employee to get a $500 tax break. So if they have 100 employees, that really adds up. All right? And another thing, okay, for every employee you pay health insurance for, you get another tax break. So, incentivize. No one's doing that. It's if you don't do this, you get penalized. In more economic news, Nordstrom is now laying off as a response to sagging profits and rising competitions. They're closing stores and they're cutting jobs. We learned about Sports Chalet. Now we're hearing that 400 positions, which is 6% of the company's 7,000 employees, are going to be cut. The cut should be completed by July and are expected to save the company $60 million. And, you know, some of you are like, okay, well, I don't really care about Nordstrom. Okay, they're only firing 6% of their workforce. All right, I mean, other companies are reading this. Okay, you guys have to realize, okay, when we go to work, we all have things we need to do, okay? You know, when I had my practice, I had to make sure my patients lived, okay, all right? When I go in and do radio, I got to make sure I entertain you. I know a lot of you guys think I fail at that, but I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on entertaining you guys, okay? You have business executives, marketing executives. You have CEOs. You have CFOs. You have people coming into work. And the first thing they do is they read the paper. They read something like this where Nordstrom just saved $60 million. $60 million. Okay? Their job performance, many people out there, your job included, your job performance is based on what money you could bring into the company and how you could save money. If you could boast that you saved your company $10 million, all right, you're going to turn around today and go, look, this is what Nordstrom did. They were able to save $60 million by closing stores and doing this. Let me take a look at what we can do, and let me see where we could cut. And on paper, it looks easy. You take a red pen, and you could slash here, and you have a map, and you could go, well, here's Iowa store. Iowa store isn't doing that well. Let's slash Iowa store. Let's do this. And then you don't realize that there's people underneath that red ink. And those are people that are losing jobs. And so every time a story like this hits where you hear another company closing stores or losing jobs, it makes me nervous because somebody else is taking that to their boss going, look at what I could do for us. Okay? And I've seen waste in these stores. I've seen it. I had it in my office. You would have a bunch of staff, rather than working, sitting around talking. And it's like, well, wait a second. Do I really need three of you to do the job of one? Because if that one person was actually working, I could save money on the other two that are, you know, and it's, you know, as a business person, you think about it all the time. You know, I'll walk into a store and I'll see a group sitting there and talking and laughing, etc. I'm like, it's okay, I'll help myself. And then finally, one studious salesperson comes out and you see a lot of waste. I see empty stores out there and it's a shame. I see empty stores with salespeople just standing around. Those are the stores getting cut. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you? Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, we have been talking about wearing sunscreen so it can prevent cancer. And we've never actually tested on human subjects. All right, guys, we're going to let you get melanoma, and we're going to see if this sunscreen actually, slowed down you getting the melanoma or not. That's very hard to test. One, you don't know who's going to get melanoma. And two, who are you going to get to volunteer for that? So even though we've been talking about sunscreen and helping prevent melanoma, we haven't had official proof until now. So dermatologists or researchers have now been able to find that SPF 30 does reduce a risk of melanoma. Now, from what I understand, what they did is they had genetically engineered rodents, engineered mice. And what they did is they caused them to spontaneously develop melanoma after about 20 weeks of applying a chemical called 4-hydroxytamoxifen. Don't freak out about tamoxifen for breast cancer. This is different, okay? So they take these genetically engineered rodents, they treat them with this chemical, and they end up acquiring melanoma. Then what they did is they could prove that they could cause melanoma. Now what they did is they applied the SPF 30 sunscreen. And they saw that the sunscreen prevented melanoma or delayed the onset or reduced the tumor incidence. So this study was presented in the American Association for Cancer Research meeting in 2016, and they saw that melanomas appeared more rapidly with more tumors when mice were exposed to a single dose of this UVB light a day after they applied this chemical to the skin. Now, melanoma-free survival was reduced by 80% to about 5 weeks. Anyway, they turned out having cancer, and then they tried to prevent new cancers using the sunscreen, and they found it worked. They said there were some minor differences in melanoma prevention amongst the different brands, but they later discovered that the sunscreens marketed as SPF 30. Actually, some of them even should have had a higher rating than the SPF 30. And so this was pretty promising. Now, you guys know how SPF works. Okay, so let's say you have an SPF 5. What SPF 5 basically means is you could be out in the sun for 5 times longer until you burn. So, for example, let's say you burn in 20 minutes. SPF 5 is supposed to delay that to 100 minutes. Now, you know and I know, a lot of times that's not the case. You need to reapply it if it's not applied evenly, etc. So SPF 30, which is a pretty high rate, that's supposed to mean that you could, be out in the sun 30 times longer. It doesn't mean you could be exposed to 30 times the radiation. Okay? It just means that you could be out in the sun for 30 times longer if you use SPF 30. But I'm going to tell you, do not, okay, spend 30 hours in the sun with SPF 30. I think a lot of people misinterpret exactly the protection it has, but that's kind of the background of that. So this is the first time that we've actually seen a study where these SPF sunscreens, they could watch to see if the melanoma is supposed to happen, and the melanoma wasn't happening. So that was pretty fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. Not all breast cancer patients need chemo. Some of you that will have been diagnosed with breast cancer, and remember, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, may later not need to go through chemo if researchers are able to figure out the type of tumor you have. Now, of course, I get a little nervous, okay, because right now there's a lot of money being spent on studies looking at how not to treat. In what instances can we save money and what can we do to figure out who doesn't need treatment? But I get that. I mean, we do need to save money. I understand we have a lot of health expenses, but I don't like the idea of picking and choosing, populations that aren't going to get treated. I get very nervous about that. But if there is some real decent science behind it, maybe I'll listen. So there's a genetic test called Mama Print. I thought it was Mama Print, and I thought a lot of the papas would kind of be, you know, upset that they were, you know, blown over. But it's Mama Print. And it determined that nearly half of the women slated for chemotherapy, based on standard clinical assessments, did not really need to undergo chemotherapy in the first place. Now, researchers plan to announce the findings Monday at the American Association for Cancer Research. After surgery to remove the tumors, breast cancer patients with a Mama Print score recommended against chemotherapy had a 95% survival rate. So this Mama Print is a score that people get depending on the genetic makeup of the tumor. And so when the Mama Print said, nah, we recommend no chemotherapy, there was a 95% survival rate, which is pretty high. I really feel bad for the 5% that don't. Well, 95% survival rate doesn't exactly mean that, but obviously somebody would be missed. And they go, that's very high. It's still impressive. And we showed that it doesn't differ between those who are treated and those who are not treated with chemotherapy. So this clinical trial looked at 6,700 women at 111 medical centers in 9 countries. And it represents what in medicine we call the highest level of evidence. The study, I guess, where they looked at the Mama Print, looked at a panel of 70 genes within the tumor itself to assess the aggressiveness and the odds that it'll come back without chemotherapy. So basically, say our test looks under the hood at the engine of the tumor. The biology, I like that analogy, I can understand that. The biology tells more about the tumor than simply examining its size, because you're really looking into the tumor. See, before in the past, if you had cancer, based on the size, based on the cells, and then later genetic testing, they would then decide, okay, is this going to be a estrogen receptor positive, a HER2, you know, they would then deduce if chemotherapy would be the best way to do it. This Mama Print seems to be a lot more specific, a lot more in depth. Now, Mama Print's been around for a while. Apparently, it got FDA approval back in 2007. But many cancer doctors didn't really want to jump on this yet. They wanted to wait for the results. Well, think about it. If they say no chemo for you, all right, they get sued if they lose a patient. So you're not going to have a lot of doctors jump on new technology without there being some sort of a study or some sort of protection or proof that this is the way to go. And so I understand that, because now if they do the Mama Print and most of their patients do fine, but there's one that doesn't, they could say, look, this was a recommended test. This is what we did. We showed the results to the patient. We still offered the patient, if they wanted, you know, further treatment. And then, unfortunately, they could still keep themselves in business if they had to. So, basically, this clinical trial, the researchers sorted breast cancer patients into 4 groups based on whether Mama Print testing or traditional clinical assessment recommended chemo. This Mama Print reduced the chemotherapy prescriptions by close to 50% among more than 3,300 patients in the trial category as high-risk breast cancer recurrence. See, they could look at the tumor and they could genetically type and go, you know what, this sucker's going to come back, so we need the chemotherapy so it never does. And it's not 100%, but and then also radiation as well. So Mama Print is covered by Medicare and reimbursed by many insurers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.